Hey, beautiful soul. This is the Menopause Coach Podcast with me, your host, Adele Johnston. I'm helping you create a vibrant life of joy and happiness without your menopause stealing your personal power and sass. Together, we're making menopause mainstream.
Lifestyle in the Reclamation Formula pillar is more than just movement. Okay, I want you to really be clear of that. It's not that we're just saying, you know, nutrition number one and movement number two. We're actually saying here that this is about how you approach life. Yeah, how you live your life. It's how you show up for yourself, for others, for what you really believe in and what you do. Welcome back to another episode of the Menopause Coach Podcast, where we are going to explore a journey inside the world of menopause care and through the positive and powerful lenses of health. I know that for many of us, when we hear that word health, we're like, oh gosh, what am I going to have to do? What does this mean? But I want to make this as simple and as easy for you as possible. Because when we think about menopause care and menopause health, we can find ourselves inside this world of, I don't know where to start. So I am your host, Adele Johnston, the menopause coach and educator, as always, each week. Beautiful, right? And in today's episode, we are diving deeply inside some key steps and strategies that you get to then take on board and weave into your life that help you navigate menopause in a beautiful and empowering, vitality-driven way. Because that's what it's all about. That's what I love. This is what I do. So here I am sharing this with you. And I want to bring this episode so that you can start to have a bit more control of the reins for your own journey inside your menopause care and the strategies that you use. And I'm going to share with you the strategies that I use with all of my clients. Yes, you heard that right. I'm bringing you inside the world of how I coach because I want you to have these tools. I want you to be able to take the tools, the strategies, and have the results and success, okay? And we get to have that every time when you take on board what I'm going to share with you. So I was on a one-to-one session this morning with one of my private one-to-one clients, and we'll just call her Client J. Okay, because I like to keep all of my ladies' details private, which is why you don't see me share a lot of stuff over social media unless it's a quote or a statement or a testimonial from the client. But I keep a lot of their details very privately, and that's deliberate. So Client J has been making some beautiful changes in her approach to the work that we've been doing inside what I'm going to share with you today so that you can take on board and go do this for yourself. And we looked at an approach through her food, her body, her menopause journey, and in just a matter of weeks, she has had such vast improvements and changes. And that is super celebration, right? She had her first weekend out with friends and family, and her approach to supporting herself has vastly changed through her mindset in just a matter of weeks. So I wanted to just celebrate her, and I wanted to honor that this is one of the biggest changes for her that has massively supported not just her mindset and happiness, but also her weight loss journey beautifully without even trying. Boom. This is what we want. So I am going to take you through my proven 3 steps to success formula, which is called the reclamation formula for this one, because we are reclaiming who we are and more. It's important. So let's start with pillar number one, or step number one, which is called nutrition. Of course it is, because eating a well-balanced diet rich in whole foods and nutrients can obviously help to alleviate many symptoms commonly associated with your menopause. Now, this is nothing new. You know this already. And for many of us, incorporating plenty of fruits and veg, whole grains, lean proteins into your meals can provide really core essential nutrients, vitamins, and the things that your body needs to thrive, not just survive, for overall health. But all too often, I was hearing from many ladies that they just didn't know where to start with this. So as much as it's a, Adele, I know what I should be doing, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. So I've got you covered. Okay, what to eat when, how much to eat, all of these questions that were coming up And it was clear to me that many of these ladies were just feeling extremely lost and very overwhelmed with what to do. And inevitably, we will always procrastinate, won't we, when we're faced with a, whew, how many doors are in front of me right now and I don't know which one to choose. So if we can make it as easy as possible, then we choose either door A or door B. Yeah, and it becomes a, oh, do I want this one or that one? This is about, first and foremost, how we make this as easy as possible. I had women asking me things like, should I cut out certain food groups? I've heard that this is healthy or this is unhealthy. So it's no bloody wonder that your mind is completely blown when it comes to all of this. So I'd like to make this one as simple as possible to get started with. And I always, always use the strategy now of the one thing. Yeah, the one thing being, what one focus do we have for today rather than multiple habit stacking activities when we start out? Okay, it doesn't work. And it leads to complete overwhelm for you, for me as your support coach and mentor. And of course, if you're listening to this as a coach and not for yourself, for your clients, it can be super overwhelming for everyone. And it just leads to a psychology impact. And rather than the reward centers of the brain firing and wiring and feeling good, we inevitably start to feel that we are less than. Yeah, not good enough. And when we don't feel good enough, that not good enoughness showing up, we feel like a failure. And the steps that we take start to become further and further away from the thing or the goal that we are trying to work towards. We shut down. We step away, we put it in its box, and we leave it there. Yeah, we walk away from it. So start with the one thing. And in our first of three pillars for nutrition, this may be getting just two portions of fruit each day. As simple as starting there. Or it might be getting five varieties of vegetables into your meals each day. And I want you to see that this is way easier than you think, okay, when you know how. And it may be focusing on protein intake. We'd typically, within Adele Johnston Coaching, encourage some form of measurement towards protein consumption, okay, to make sure that you are actually getting enough. There's many ladies that we start to work with that when we start to get under the hood of what they're eating, we can see that protein intakes can be as low as 20 grams in a day. And that is way, way below where we need them to be for certain reasons. We'd normally do our onboarding process with a new client, and we tend to find through her health assessment and her nutritional assessment, how she is then showing up in life, what she's eating. And this is not from a position of good or bad, right or wrong. It's more from a, where is this lady starting out from and what can we do to improve this within the first 2 weeks of care and support? So we find that maybe she's consuming low amounts of protein in her diet over a week. And ideally, we'd want to ensure that you're having around 20 grams of a nice lean protein source at each main meal. So even considering that that's going to be breakfast, lunch and dinner, just to make things easy. But that means absolutely nothing to you if you don't know what 20 grams of protein looks like, what foods contain it and what that macronutrient is actually doing for your body. So this is where education and knowledge building side of what we do is vital. And this is where I designed out the reclamation formula approach, one that's taken years to build over time. This hasn't just been I've got this concept and we're just going to roll it out. It's taken years of use, experience, and just really formulating it to bring this formula into what we do in coaching. And the three steps are proven and work every time. So that's step one being nutrition. And once you know what foods contain protein, for example, you will be able to learn better and have higher amounts per gram of protein in your diet, in your foods, and absolutely nail this target. As easy as when you even go out to eat, that you're able to see exactly and gauge where your protein sources are coming from and how much you're getting. So it's super simple when we look at it this way. But why protein? Because we hear about this a lot, don't we? Why don't we hear about, well, let's start with carbohydrates? Yeah, because they're an energy source. Or let's start with healthy fats, because we hear all too often that actually women, we need to have nice healthy fat sources in our diet. Well, yes, both of those statements are true. But when we undereat protein, which is really common in women, we are losing out on the vital nutrients that the body needs in order to repair our cells and be able to thrive. So with it supporting that cellular level health and being very satiating, which we need, right? It supports hunger levels, keeps us beautifully feeling fuller for longer. So without that macronutrient, it's a large macro, yeah, nutrient, we may be lacking or being quite deficient in some levels of this nutrient value. So your body will not be able to repair as well as it could or should. Your skin, your nails, your hair, your health, your immune system, your bones, your muscle, all bear the brunt of it when we're not getting enough of that nutrient in. So this might be your one thing for today. You might think, oh, Adele, I feel seen. I feel triggered by this. I definitely don't get enough protein. Then make this your one thing. Can you aim for 20 grams in each main meal? Moving on to pillar two, lifestyle. The words exercise can feel heavy for some people. Yeah, very yucky. Bit of torture. We've heard this before. Oh, I don't want to exercise. It's such a torture. Not enjoyable. And over the years that I've been doing this, I've witnessed a lot of resistance from ladies that we've supported. So noticing this, and obviously being a psychologist at heart and studying to be a clinical psychologist in the year 2025, I will graduate that, and already being a doubly certified positive psychology coach, of course I take a psychological lens on this. And what it's afforded me to do as your coach is bring this amazing opportunity of reframe to your toolbox. Reframing is a powerful tool, and we use this inside the reclamation formula as it's an enabler. It enables us as coaches, and it enables you as the lady journeying through this formula to focus on situations or tasks in hand and notice where you are feeling resistance. Yeah, that's a really important thing, so that we can start to support with that rather than have you procrastinating. So when we start that reframe and we use the psychology lens of this, because nobody's immune to it, right? Nobody's immune to feeling triggered or feeling like, I don't want to do this. I've got resistance to it. I'm putting it off. I hate exercise. So what we get to do with this is we get to say, well, why? Why am I feeling that this is triggering me so much? Why am I feeling like I don't want to go do this thing because it feels heavy? So we start to look at the psychology behind that thought process. And what we noticed when we remove the words exercise and we replace them with movement, mindset of our ladies in that reframe became powerful. Reframed from something torturous, quoted, and that kind of hatred for doing exercise, to something that was actually tolerable and for some enjoyable, as they got to do it rather than felt they had to. Yeah, they got to treat their body to something daily in daily movement for their health and to support their goals and their journey. And this is where I came up with the phrase steps for health all those years ago, to support with seeing that movement each day is for your health. Yeah, and it's not just about, you know, what are you out walking for or what are you training for right now? And us being able to say, my life, my body, my health, I'm training and I'm walking for my life. Yeah, not for weight loss, not for fat reduction. That's, you know, for us, it's looking at it from a place of, well, what do we get to do for our body each day? And rather than that reframe of, I have to exercise, I get to do daily movement. I get to do daily steps for health. I get to support my body, my mind, my gut health, just by taking some daily steps for health each day. Yeah, and we say, we have this phrase inside our coaching programs that on the days that we resist, yeah, and this is where it comes in, 10 minutes is better than no minutes. So we just do 10 minutes of walking. That is it. And I'm going to let you in on a little hidden secret. And I haven't told any of my ladies this, so you're getting it firsthand. We know psychologically that if we put our shoes on and we go outside for 10 minutes, we are more likely to do double that. So my beautiful, loving, but hidden agenda and all of that is, if I can get every single person out doing at least 10 minutes of movement in the day, I know that they are going to do a minimum of 20, and that box is ticked. We're all happy. So the phrase Steps for Health all those years ago was to help us with that. And this might be your one thing from this pillar. You might start adopting Steps for Health each day as your approach. It might be that you opt for resistance training 3 times per week. Because again, we know that this enhances our body's ability, mobility, stability, skeletal health, muscular health and function. Resistance training, we know, is so vital for women, especially as we age and especially as we enter menopause. And without this form of training and movement, we actually risk our ability to move later in life. Our body's functionality of being able to just get out of a chair unassisted, out of bed or into bed unassisted. These are not things we want to play around with and risk. So if you can get at least 3 resistance movement sessions in each week, then you are going to greatly reduce your risk of lacking mobility. And take it from me, we and our family have a family business called Scott Mobility, and my mum and my stepdad and my brother all run and work within. And what is important with this is when we have chats in our family about the customers that Scott Mobility are serving right now and showing up to support with their mobility needs, it is not all aging population that show up for support. Some of their clients are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. These are not elderly people, and yet mobility is compromised for many different reasons, some of which were fully avoidable. And that is really sad that these individuals are then requiring support aids for their life, for the rest of their life. So don't let that be you. Let this be something that you're listening to today, that you get to consider resistance training within your week and how this can be something that you build into your lifestyle pillar for this reclamation formula. Now, lifestyle in the reclamation formula pillar is more than just movement. Okay, I want you to really be clear of that. It's not that we're just saying, you know, nutrition number one and movement number two. We're actually saying here that this is about how you approach life. Yeah, how you live your life is how you show up for yourself, for others, for what you really believe in and what you do. Your boundaries, your North Star vision for your life and what you want from it. And as we approach this pillar with a very strong positive psychology lens and practice and tool, oh, it's really powerful. It really is. It's like I sit inside this space and I go, holy heck, like this stuff is so powerful and potent. So I kid you not when I share with you that this will transform your life. It transforms lives all around the world for us all the time. And this work enhances your success, your relationships, your sex life, your enjoyment in life, your purpose in life. So you're not just here to survive in this life that you are blessed with having. You are a miracle in the fact that you are you, and that even breathing right now in today, yeah, that you are a miracle. So let that sit deep within you right now, because it's true. You have purpose. And when we feel detached from our purpose, it can lead us to a sense of nothingness, of not feeling good enough. We can fall inside that self-sabotage bucket. Yeah, lacking confidence and lost va-va-voom or motivation. We've all been there. Nobody's immune from that. But it's normally when we're lacking purpose and direction. So this pillar is so powerful and it really changes lives. But what if I then shared with you that my team and I spend most of our time and energy inside this reclamation formula coaching and mentoring our ladies beautifully inside a curated support program, but that it's actually spent of the majority of the time inside our third pillar, our third step to success, probably approximately 70 to 80% of that time is spent inside the mind pillar. Being a double certified positive psychology coach and soon to be clinical psychologist, studying my master's at the moment at Stirling University, this pillar became something that I wanted to really truly evolve. I did so because it's clear to me, and it has been clear to me for so many years, that in order to support inside the menopause space and care, really truly care, we first have to understand the impacts and the changes that we experience inside our brain and our mind. Yeah, that really truly significantly controls so much of our menopause experience. And this pillar is by far my personal favorite because when I support inside this space, it's such a powerful tool that within the space of the first week or so of care, my private clients start sleeping better, start feeling better, happier, more joy-filled, yeah, more energy. And I found long ago that in order to truly feel connected, we first have to understand how we feel. Ouch, right? Oh, it can be heavy for so many of us because we think, well, I'm numb. I don't allow myself to feel. And actually in menopause, we can really truly lose who we are. We can feel the sense of grief for who we once were as we see changes to our body, as we feel changes in ourself, in our mind and who we are. And we can lose that sense of who we are over time that we approach this stage in life and think, I don't know what the hell to do. I don't know who the fuck I am anymore. And this pillar can afford you such safety and a space to explore who you are, to really truly unpack who you are so that you feel again and that you feel together with the support of my team and I to unpack what you keep feeling stuck inside or less than about, unable to be clear and feel that sense of your purpose because you have one. No one here listening to this right now is without purpose. And for many of you listening to this, you might not know what that is yet, but I promise you, you do some work on yourself and it will become clear. Okay, this pillar brings in multi-modalities. We look at breath work, yeah, and we practice that together. We journal, we give gratitudes, and there's different tools and practices within each of these. We also look at hypnotherapy, and we weave three pillars together to create this super foundation of success. So within nutrition, lifestyle, and mind, it may seem simple to say nutrition, lifestyle, and mind, but when we get underneath each of those and we start to journey through them, these three steps to success inside this reclamation formula is how my team and I achieve the results with our ladies around the world and get results every time. If our ladies follow what we do, yeah, and they come inside this space and they surrender into the practices and the beautiful enabling tools that we give them, that is where the success comes from. It might be that they initially come to lose unwanted body fat and weight gain, and they've never been able to lose weight for many months or years prior. And guess what? We don't actually focus on dieting any of our ladies. And yet we have women that lose 4 or 5 stone in 6 months. We have other ladies who within the first few weeks are 0.5 stone down. And that's not from us putting them onto or into a diet mentality. It's actually about doing the work through the three pillars. So the success rate of this is so high. And I really wanted to share this with you today so that you have the opportunity to consider what is your one thing? What is the one thing that you really can focus on? Because this is not about living through a life feeling miserable or less than. It's not about surviving through decades and then one day reaching an elderly stage of life where you think, whew, is that it now? Yeah, this is about opportunities to saying yes and strengthening relationships, having like really improved happy sex lives, yeah, big successes in life. And I love this. So we get to look at how menopause care and support is growing in this space. And there's many coaches out there who get it right. But guess what? They've all studied with us inside the Menopause Coaching Academy and completed their MSCC. They've learned the reclamation formula. They've learned how to embed what we do. Thinking of this from where you are right now and what you need, you may be sitting inside a space of thinking, well, it's more hormonal imbalance for me, Adele. And I hear you. It's another key aspect of being inside your menopause management. So whilst hormone replacement therapy or menopause hormone therapy is right for some, it's not for all. Others may prefer and be much more happier inside natural, holistic menopause management methods. Yeah, we know that herbs are really strong and powerful. Black cohosh, evening primrose oil, even red clover have been traditionally used, and we've got the proof and the evidence around those. But it is essential that you understand what your opportunities and options are within your menopause journey, and that you don't just journey through it from a place and space of fear or unknown. Yeah, that can be quite a big thing. Once you are fully aware of what you can do, you get to make your choice, and that's huge. And this is where my team and I have this in-house. Yeah, we are nutritionists. We have a dietitian that supports with the needs of our ladies from the very beginning. So it's about working with individuals that you feel safe with. That's important. Embracing holistic approaches to menopause care is something that I massively advocate. It's not just about addressing physical symptoms. It's also about nurturing your emotional and spiritual well-being. And yet so many of the women that we meet with and support at the very beginning haven't ever done this type of work. So super powerful when you allow yourself to explore it for you. So I would love to invite you to consider what your one thing is today from hearing this episode this week. To surround yourself with a positive network and engage in some activities that bring you joy. Yeah, prioritizing your self-care practices, replenish your soul energies. Super important. So if you do nothing else, what can you do for you today? What is your one thing? And as we wrap up today's episode, please remember that menopause, although a natural transition in life, it's also an opportunity, a really empowering, positive opportunity for you. A time that you get to embrace who you are, your wisdom, your strength, your resilience, your vibrancy, all of these things, your you-ness, so important. And I want this for you too, because when I lost who I was and then found who I am, that is powerful. I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do. And I absolutely love who I am becoming as part of this journey. So adopting this, looking at the reclamation formula approach to health and well-being, you can seriously navigate this journey with grace and vitality. And you get to create a life for yourself that's filled with joy, with happiness, with energy, with confidence. Allow this to be, because it gets to be for you. So I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode. And if you found it helpful, be sure to subscribe. Make sure you hit that button. Share it with someone else. And know that you are just one message away from becoming one of my clients and getting this firsthand support with my mentorship and guidance. Okay, within a matter of weeks, you will be feeling better. And within a matter of months, you will have powerfully enhanced your life. So until next time, stay empowered, stay healthy, and stay vibrant. And I will see you on next week's episode.
I truly hope this episode has sparked something vibrant inside of you. I ask only one thing. To help keep these episodes coming, please subscribe and share with another in your life. That's how we reach more women worldwide, and we help them step into their power. Because together, we are working to remove any of the stigma and taboo that surrounds menopause. This does not need to be a daunting, a scary, a taboo time in anyone's life. So together, let's make menopause mainstream.